Olos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Beit. All right, so back to the cabinets. Yesterday we talked about the Kalim, but we can go backwards and still talk about these cabinets that we were talking about. And we talked about the difference between the closet, it was basically the closet that was inside the house, or the closet is outside the house, and where it is that the Tumah is located. So let's talk about if there are doors or drawers inside of this closet. So I mean that the closet is broken up into different areas itself, right? So then there's a Tevat HaMigdal. So you have a box in the closet, which, I mean, the obvious explanation of that is that there's drawers that come, and each one of them is a separate box. So then if it has a compartment that is Poteach Tefach, Poteach Tefach means it's one Tefach high, and it's one Tefach by one Tefach in width and length. So it means it's a square Tefach. So then if the opening of the door does not have a tefach, so then the issue is like this. If Tumah is inside of the drawer, then the house is Tumah, because even though it's less than a tefach and Tumah can't make its way out of less than a tefach, are you going to be opening that drawer? Is the Tumah ultimately going to be taken out of that drawer? So then you've got your Sof Tumah Letzeit issue, right? And if the Tumah is in the house, however, are you going to be putting the Tumah into the drawer? Not unless you're an axe murderer hiding out from the cops. So therefore, if the Tumah is in the house, there is no way for the Tumah to get into the drawer, because the opening to the drawer is less than a tefach ala tefach. And therefore, what's inside of the drawer is tahor, because there's no way for the Tumah to get out. Why is that? Because the derech of Tumah is to be removed from the drawer. So it's going to come out of that closet, but it's not the derech to be put into the drawer. And so because of that, the Sof Tumah Letzeit makes the house Tameh, but keeps the inside of the closet tahor. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, even in the house is tahor in that case. Why? Because, I mean, you could theoretically take this Tumah out and not be Metameh the house. How could you do that? You take it out in less than a shear. So you could, I mean, especially if you're already an axe murderer, so you could just keep cutting up the body, you know. So now you have less than a kezayit of basar. So yochol lehotzia lechatzaim, or for that matter, you could just burn it up in the drawer, you know, so you never have to really take it out of the house. And it's the theoretical need that it makes it so important in terms of taking it out in order for Sof Tumah Letzeit. And we don't have that theoretical need at all. Now, let's take the case where the...
Even mashu, when it goes out, is it even like a tiny opening? Would that be sufficient for it to go out? What's the minimum? Do you need a tefach to
go? No, it doesn't matter. Sof Tumah Letzeit doesn't need any opening, because we know you're going to have to smash it open to make an opening. Remember, that was the whole din of Sof Tumah Letzeit. If all the windows and doors are shut, then everything is tameh, because you're going to have to open one. If there is no window or door at all, then the entire outside of the house is considered to be tameh anyway, because it's like a kever, and so on. So all of that was part of the dinam of Sof Tumah Letzeit. Okay. So, continues the Mishnah. How about, this is talking about over here where the closet was in the house. Yomei's there? Yeah. So I think I got stuck there for a minute. So if the closet was not inside the house completely, so now the question is like that. Suppose you have the closet in such a way that when you open up the drawers are pulled to the outside of the house. So the closet is right at the door, right? So let's say you put the closet inside the doorway, and now the doors open outwards. The drawers in that closet are going to be pulled outside, and it's niftach l'chutz. So then the question is like this. If you have a Tumah inside of the drawer, then the house is tahor, because the drawer is going to be open to the outside. And the reason is, of course, because derech ha-Tumah Letzeit, in derech ha-Leikanes. Why in the world would you be bringing the Tumah into the house? So it's not Sof Tumah Letzeit. In this case, it's Sof Tumah Letzeit to the outside. And there, in this case, it's true that the closet is tahor, because there was room to be an oyal Tumah in the drawer, as we said, and there was no Sof Tumah Letzeit into the bayit, And therefore, it was okay. Now we start with an issue that we learned about in Kalim, and we talked about actually earlier, which was a case where you have, remember the suitcase with the rolly on the suitcase that's detachable? Remember that case? There was a question whether it was all considered to be one in terms of Otsah. So this issue comes up again where you have a rolly, which we call the Muchani. So that's like the part that has the wheels on it where you attach the suitcase to it. So now you've got this large cabinet, or, I mean, I think only some kind of people get away with rolling that into the plane, but it's amazing. I think Benny did it last time, right, Benny? We were able to bring the entire front part of a car onto the plane with you.
The whole suspension of a Range Rover.
A Range Rover suspension onto the plane with his last trip to England. That's pretty good. So those kind of people who can roll in a car with their little Muchani, maybe that's why they call cars Muchonits, I don't know. But in any event, if you can manage that, so then it depends now how far behind the cabinet is this Muchani. It's attached to it. But like, is it connected directly to it? So it depends. So if this closet is in the Pesach, like we said before, and it's got this little rolly attachment to it, and the rolly attachment is 3 etzba'ot back into the house. So then if there is, that this guy is not just an axe murderer, this guy is also a smuggler of the bodies or organs that he's taken, right? So he hides them in the wheels of the rollies. So if you've got Tuma inside the wheel of the rolly, so then if the Tuma would be connected to Korot of the house, the Bayit still remains Tahar, because even though the Basar HaMeis or whatever, the Eiver HaMeis, whatever it was, is right under the house, meaning that there's a Korah, and the Korah should be able to bring the Tuma all through the house. But since over here, the walls of the wheel, which are the Muchani, is considered to be part of the closet, and the closet opens to the outside, we look at it as if we're going to be sof tuma, let's say, from the closet, even though it's not going to be coming out of the drawer because it's currently in the wheel. So if that's the case, and we're talking about over here where it's a permanent attachment, obviously, so then it would be a way of getting the tuma out to the outside, not through taking it on the inside. But when do we say this? We only say this when, if there's a wheel where you have a space in the wheel that itself is poteach tefach, so that basically you don't have tuma ritzutza in the wheel, because if you have tuma ritzutza in the wheel, you wouldn't have to come onto the din of sof tuma latzeit, right? It would be tuma ritzutza. It would go straight to the wheel, hit the korah, and be metamei the entire house. So we're talking about over here a wheel that does have space inside of it, which is a tefach by a tefach. And I mean, after all, if he's going to be rolling a Range Rover, you know, it's got to be bigger than a tefach al tefach in the wheel. So that would be no tuma ritzutza. And furthermore, it would also have to be that it's eino yotza. You can't take the wheel off. If it just clicks into place, so then we wouldn't see it as being part of the actual closet. It's got to be permanently attached to it. And the third thing that it has to be is Hamigdal Babamida. Obviously, as we said, I mean, this is clear. We said this before, that we're talking about a very big closet which can't become Tomei itself. So since it can't become Tomei itself, because it's more than our Boim saw that we talked about, that is not Metaltim Oliverekam. So over there, it stops the Tuma that's inside of it from getting into the house. But if the closet itself is able to be Mekabel Tuma, then of course it's not Chotzitz Bifnei HaTuma. That is something that we know very well.